Okay, Simeon Yutesef Beis. We've discussed the concept of Chazaka. Chazaka here, as we said in the Simeon, is not the regular Chazaka of Shas, that things didn't change, things stayed the way they were. It's a Chazaka, that things are as they seem. That if somebody lives in the city for 30 days with a certain name, or becheskas someone's his relative, or becheskas Yehudi, so we assume that things are as they seem. That's the chazaka that we're learning about. Siv Beis is about Eishes Ish, which is a more common issue today when people live as husband and wife, and later they claim that there was no marriage, there was no chup and kiddushin. So we're going to work on understanding the halacha and seeing that this is much more a question of halacha l'maisa today. Let's start straight with the Shulchan Aruch and Chakas Machaikach. We'll work our way into the l'maisa. So Sif Beis is Ishvi Isha. Okay, Sif Aleph was relatives, blood relatives. People who come into town and they're living the cheskas that they're related. It could be a parent and child. It could be siblings. So we assume that things are as they seem. Siv Beis is marriage. Ishvi Isha Shabob Medina Sayam. A couple that moves into town from a distant city. He Emer Ezeh Baili. Hu Emer Ezeh Ishti. And he calls her his wife. And she calls him a husband. Imursiku Beir Lamed Yayim. Shehi Ishtai. If for 30 days that's all you need, there's a chazaka that this is his wife, hergin aleha, means if she's mizana, we don't kill her for being his wife. But hergin aleha means that if she's mizana, then she's chayav misa. So this is the halacha, very clear halacha.
If they initially claim they're married, we talk about they're living as husband and wife, but they don't claim anything.
So that's what we're going to discuss. If you need
help. But
Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak, and it was a problem. Let's see Chalkas V'chaykak Dalit. Hargan Aleha. So the Chalkas V'chaykak throws in a different topic. Av lo Isra al Baila lo Yibo'i Kulihai. To say that she's us to a husband, you don't need 30 days. The Miyad Shahidu Shu Isha V'hi Ishtai. As soon as they say we're husband and wife, Shavinu nafsha chatichad isura. So that means that as soon as they say the husband and wife, legabi us really believing them, we don't really believe them, unless they have 30 days. But legabi themselves, shaviyad nafsha chatichad isura. Legabi herself, she creates on herself a chatichad isura. And imzin sabeidim lo israel bailazeh. If she's mizana, and then she says, no, we weren't married, too late. Shaviyana shechatich disura. That's the concept that Adam Neman Alatzma Yesim Emeyahidim. That a person who says something about himself, why has it them on this? Yeah. Now, the Bach goes further. The Bach, hard to understand the Bach, the Beishmuel alludes to it, and the Taz on the bottom turns over. The Taz says in Teferi, it brings the Bach clearly. The Bach says Shavi Anashikhati Disura is even that we would give Nisa based on it in less than 30 days.
To her?
Which, to the one who's Shavi Anashe. Well,
not to the Bayal.
A man doesn't get Nisa. To the Bayal. No, the Bayal wasn't Shavi Anashe. Uh-huh. It's a funny thing. If you want to see the Taz, it turns over on the second side where it continues from here, and he quotes his father in law, Mari Chami. Ela Sharisi Lamay Rihami, the fourth line of the Taz, Shalom Khavam Liam Bita Vime Vachaisai, Afil Bum Yes Yamni Dinam Afil Taich Lam in the Kayaka Chazaka, Kimi Shahid was a Haidas Badin Kamehadim Dami, Ela Dibi Ishtai Bin and Lami Yam Dafka, the Matsi Latrutse. We only have 30 days, and up to 30 days, Matsi Latrutse, he could give it a Masli, he can say an excuse for Limer. She could explain, oh, I thought we were married. Says there's no difference. And if she doesn't give an excuse, so, tinik fitila kishigdilu techabayis. Kari shakulam shavin hein isha sen kiriv teilada ubekulam im nisgad lu kavar hargin aleihem. And in all these cases, if they're adults and they say it, they get killed. Babam diyasiyam shaboy isra aleihem machvas amirasa binin lamidyayim linyan hariga. I mean, it's sort of partially tzarach lamidyayim. So, okay, he's saying that, and the truth is, the way it's put in the Taz, it's not so clear that you give misa on it. And he's saying, what he's saying is, the Bach says 30 days is for an amasla. It's up to 30 days, you can give an excuse. Why you were lying, after 30 days, you can't give an excuse. That's the degree to which he brings it. But al kapanim, this is the din of Shabi Anafshe, which is, I guess, independent of chazaka. Even a person just says something, it's aser. The Gemara, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Aleph, where a sheichet says something is treif. Now, as long as the meat is under his hands, he's believed. It's biyadai, he's believed. But once the meat is already sold, and he says he wants to tshuva and it's treif, he has no nemanis legabi anybody else. There's no eidach on them bisurin when you don't own it and it's not biyadai. So he's really not neman. But legabi himself, he's neman. Shavinat Yisur works legabi himself. And it's a separate topic. In Simon Aleph, there's a Pisri Tshuva Yudches that explains Shavi Anavshe. I just don't want to get...
How can we kill them?
No, we really don't kill. If the Bach says that we kill, it's a Pela Dikashita. Because really, by Shavi Anashe, we don't believe him.
Right.
But Legabe himself, no, he's believed.
Right. So the Bach doesn't kill him either.
What? There's a Bach that they met me on. Whoever brings it on. Okay, let's get back to our primary topic. A couple comes and they say the husband and wife. So the Negev Yehuda, Pisrei Tshuva in Beis, sends you there without quoting it. If you look in Pisrei Tshuva Beis, the second line, Ayin Negev Yehuda Simen Dalid, Nun Dalid, Yeramaskav Yehine Risi, Yuvak Tzasla Kamon. The Negev Yehuda is quoting Pisrei Tshuva in Kuftan Zayin. So I'll read it from Kuftan Zayin in a few minutes. We just tell you what the Noidei Behuda and the Shari Ephraim say. They say that the Diak of the Shulchan Aruch is that if a husband and wife move into town and they're living as husband and wife, that itself doesn't give a chazaka. You need that she says Zubayli and he says Zawishti. Now, it sounds very simple. It doesn't sound like a very big chiddush. You'll see in a moment. There's a chiddush even in the halacha l'maisetika world. Now, that's a chiddush because normally chazaka means things are as they seem. Why do you need to say Zubayli and Zuishti? If they're living as husband and wife, they're living in an apartment together, Zubayli, Zuishti. We say, well, maybe they're living in sin. Maybe they never got married. People do that. Or maybe they made a tanai in their marriage. You ever heard of anybody making a tanai in their marriage? It's a very enticing possibility, but what?
A
tanai
of what?
A tanai of what? Okay, so I'll tell you the Nebi who this case. And we'll come to our case. Maybe this case. If he gets an Ali and he says Ben Mishabera for Ishti. Yeah, I guess so. He gets Aliyah. I think if he hangs up a sign on his door, Mr. and Mrs., probably it'd be the same thing.
We're talking about him, she says that you know it can't be this Israel. Not taking off that stamp, saying that they have two man and one satisfied with the husband. Knows that came
there's no question they suddenly appeared. We have no prior record. And then that's when it comes. Now here there's an interesting case. Does the tax return work? A joint? I guess so, because is joint still a penalty? Is there a
it's
cheaper? So I don't know if it's cheaper if it's a raya. I don't know. It depends. I hear. Okay, we'll get to it. I just want to tell you the Nebu, this case, a fascinating case. In Kufnun Zayin, in Hilchis Yibun, it says, if someone marries a woman, v'yesh loy ach mumer, and he has one brother, who's either a mumer or a cherish, somebody who either won't do chalitza or can't do chalitza. So the Ramah brings the custom of Ashkenazim, when you get married that way, you don't want that if he dies, she'll need chalitza, she can't have chalitza, and she'll be stuck. So yachal lekadesh ulahasnais bitnai kafel, she'imtipol lefnei mumer li'ibum shloi tei mekudeshes. So apparently this was done. Mekudeshes. They're not married. There was the original marriage. In the original marriage, they make a tonight kafel. So imagine Harriet Mekudesh leave at the Basuk of Israel. But then he has but tonight makes a tonight kafel. But tonight, Shemtipo Leibum Zekidushin, I guess he does hand kaidam lalav, right? Shemtipo Lekidushin La Yehei, Vim like people a kedushin, yehei kedushin. So that's the tonight that he makes. And he makes such a tonight. So that apparently was the custom.
Prenuptial,
it's nuptial. It's nuptial. It's done at the time of the marriage. It's done.
If someone can make such a tonight, I mean, it was a recent argument. Why can't they make a tonight if my husband turns out to be a wife beater or whatever tonight they put in? This is no kedushin. And that ends the whole agunah right then and there.
Okay, so that's a separate discussion. It's a legitimate discussion. The question is I don't want to get into it. But anyway, Naibi Yehuda is quoted there. Naibi Yehuda has a case. It's in the Pisrei Tshuva and Kufnun Zayin of Cotton Test. B'maisa, b'isha shemeiz baila b'liz erakayama, v'nishar acheresh, and there was a brother who was a deaf mute. So she says that we did this tonight. Now, how do you prove it? You got to either find the Masada Kedushin or the witnesses. Problem is, Hamasada Kedushin Haya Harav Reb Yuspa Zal. You notice the word Zal. Throughout the marriage, they shouldn't be, they mean kedushin. So every bia she should say, but tonight, what about the witnesses? They're not around anymore. So Rabbi Yehuda made an announcement. So both shnei dayanei hakihila, two dayanim came. They idu. Sheshamu v'piha Rav Azal achar achopa shekedusha hayu al tanai. Oh, so it's a done. They heard from him that the kedusha was on tanai. Maybe it says.
Oh,
so that's eid v'piaid. He says in Bezdin that doesn't work. They didn't hear the kedusha. They heard the man saying that it was on tanai. So it's not final. So the Nabi Yehuda here says a chiddush. He says, well, part of his tshuva, hechabar arichus, the turf devar, his main heter is, yavama l'shuk loy mikri davashe be'erva. He says, yavama l'shuk is not a davashe be'erva. Sharei eina loy b'nisa v'loy b'karis, v'ak balav. So he says, the rules of erecha dema b'isurim should plug in. There's no cheskes iser. Vaday erecha neman heals even with eid mepied, or maybe there was an erecha behemin. Kamai tavalti, that woman's lead say went to the mikvah. So anyway, this is what he says, that it's a davar shebi iser. It's not a chazik isura because she's saying we never started. That's his tshuva.
It's
now, yes.
It's not an edus for yibum. It's an edus for kedushin.
It's an edus on kedushin with a nafkamina for yibum.
Right.
Okay, I hear. If you say somewhere a sheikh is a mummer, it could be an eid echad, then you believe, even though a mummer is nafkamina for other things. Okay, anyway, this is my view of this tshuva. Once they get to us, he says, hold on a minute. Lo yis chazik isura. They lived as husband and wife all the time. So Nabi Yehuda goes on, and I'm quoting a part of the tshuva of the Pesachei tshuva. Al be'ish v'ifa, av shemisnagim b'cheskes ishus, loy rikim yichazaka, Rak shehein ish v'ishtoi, avaloi shi ishtei chalutis b'li tanai. He said, if they live in town 30 days as ish v'ishtoi, they're ish v'ishtoi. But it could be, there could be other things. Maybe it's ish v'ishtoi b'tanai. So he says that it's not a done deal, that it's a chazaka. Because since it was the derech, I never heard today that people make such a tanai. Maybe they do, I don't know. But that's what he says. What? Avol. Because I'm jumping in the middle. He says, Divrei HaRambam, and the Shulchan Aruch Yotesef Beis Mavur, B'shak Rav Shem Yitzat Teilodo Leishayach Tanai, Mahani Chazaka, Uloi Amira. Avol, B'ish V'isha, Avshem Esnagim Mechasi Yishtai, you need an Amira. He's saying is that when you say brother and sister, it's a fact. You're brother and sister. There's no Amira Zu Achaisi and Zu Achi. Now Sheen came by Kedushin, which could be with the Tanai. So there you have to say Zuishti and Zubaili in order for it to work. And even if they said Zuishti and Zubaili, they didn't say Lachalutin, then it's not. Now, this is the Neid Bihudas Tshuva. It doesn't, I can't imagine that we're thinking that this comes up a whole lot. But I'll tell you why it does come up. Because there's like the $1 million question in this whole sugya of Sifteis. And the big question is this. And as an example, I mentioned to you, I think last week, about somebody that was adopted. She was born in 1957, I believe. She was adopted, and the records were sealed. She wasn't able to get her records. Now, in Connecticut, apparently, there's a new liberal government, and they passed a law. Imagine this. People gave up children for adoption on the understanding that no one's ever going to tell the child who the mother is. And the mother's not going to know who the adopted parents are. And this was guaranteed for at least before 57. This goes back 70 years. So today they woke up, said, no, it's not fair. Everybody can get any record opened. And not only that, they'll hire someone for you to help you investigate. The government's going to pay to help you investigate and find the person that gave you up for adoption. I don't know if that works in New York, but in Connecticut, that became the law. And I don't know how they notified her. So they notified her. She said, great, I want to find out my mother. So the first thing, she found out the name. It was a very Jewish name. I think Goldstein or Goldberg or something like that. And now she says she wants to find her. Now, when she told me this, I told her, I'm not sure you want to open a can of worms. She said, no, I want to find her. I want to see if I look like her, if my children look like her. It's all an emotional thing. Her mother was in her 30s when she gave birth to her. You know, you can have a big problem. If you're going to find that she had a previous marriage without a divorce, and the father of the child is not, he's given up to adoption, it probably wasn't a husband and wife living together, you're going to have mamzerus issues. You're going to have problems. And so she said, no, I got the birth certificate already. And it says the mother was in, I think, her late 30s even. No previous marriage is what it said. No previous marriage. She was never married, and she had this child. Okay. Now she's still looking. The question is, what happens in such a case if you get, let's say you get a marriage certificate that Mingus is embarrassed that his mother and his father, he finds out who they are. And on the marriage certificate, previous marriages, it says one, two. There were previous marriages. Now, let's say, for argument's sake, the previous marriage was to what appears to be a Jewish person. What appears to be? I mean, in the 1950s, probably still most Jews marry Jews in the 1950s. Not because Jews only wanted to marry Jews, but because non-Jews didn't want to marry Jews. And that's our history. So what's going to happen now? She's going to open up a whole big problem with husband and wife.
So, well, why don't we assume there was a gap?
If they're non-observant?
Maybe not.
For something, I don't know. So the shaila is this. What? Kedushin is good. If they're not religious, but they have two religious witnesses, it's good. It's more common, I don't say it's always done, but it's more common for people who are not religious to have a religious marriage ceremony than a divorce. The ceremony is celebrated, their relatives, or some, they just want to do a ceremony, not all, but many. It's more common than a divorce. The question is this. If they, let's say, we're going to find out, the previous, the mother with her previous husband lived as husband and wife. They were Becheska's husband and wife. Now, they have to say Zuishti and Zubaili. Well, either they filed taxes together or they were in the phone book. Remember phone books? Yeah. You know, phone books, we still have one. My wife likes to use it, but it's falling apart. You have a phone book and it says, did it say Mr. and Mrs.? I don't even remember. But let's say it said Mr. and Mrs. This is the big question. When you have to say Zu Ishti and Zu Baili, do you have to say Zu Ishti Ayide Chuppah V'Kiddushin? And Zu Baili Ayide Chuppah V'Kiddushin? Or is it enough, it makes a problem, that the Becheska's husband and wife, because they told the world they're husband and wife. Now here it's a gigantic dafkamina for the subsequent marriage. If we don't know if there was a get, whether there's a problem. If she's an Eshes Ish, she's Becheska's Eshes Ish, and then it creates a problem. So it would seem, sitting in a chair without doing any investigation, would seem, well, there are two sveikas. Maybe there was no kiddushin. Maybe there was no kiddushin in the first place. And if there was a kiddushin in the first place, maybe there was a get. So it seemed to be something of a sveika. I don't know if it's shakul, especially in decades ago, where it was most common to have a religious rabbi perform the marriage. But lav dafka, well, yesh v'yesh, there were definitely a big body of people when it came to marriage had and came to divorce, didn't that?
If there was a religious marriage, the second marriage was also religious. So the rabbi would have been quiet and make sure there was a get in the first.
What happens if it was the second marriage? What happens if she had a child who was no? So why'd she give up the child for adoption? There's no father on a birth certificate. There's only a mother on the birth certificate. Doesn't have a father.
Why are we assuming that they
were?
You know, all the studies, both the humans in the 50s that we formed the service. Right, you know.
Could be. Then you're good. Okay. What happens if they came from Iran or Iraq? Why do we assume they weren't from? It's not common for a from woman to give up a child for adoption on the open market. Usually it's most common that they know it's not so common to give for adoption at all, but certainly not on the sort of
Don't you say, Contra Hemkin, that living a husband wife is enough?
It's enough to make a problem. That's the Shaila. Does that apply to people who are not Becheska Shemir Shabbos? I guess that's the question. Rabbi Yosef is saying, if they're not Shemir Shabbos,
maybe it's... I may interrupt. All the sociology books in the 50s, the overwhelming movement is conservative reform, and Orthodox is disappearing.
Yeah.
In
57 also?
Between the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, through the 50s. Okay. All right, anyway, the truth is that I looked around. You can't look 300 years ago. We're talking about current times. So I did find a number of fascinating tshuvas. Rabbi Yashiv, who was on the Beis Din for Gittin until he retired, he was in the Rabbanut in the Beis Din for Gittin in the south. Right, there was always a Rav Rashi of Haifa and a Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim. It was the north and the south that until the state of Israel. Rav Kook was Rabbi Shel Haifa. Haifa doesn't mean the city of Haifa, it means the north and the south. So the Bati Din was split that way. Anyway, the Rabbi Yashu was on the Rabbanut in Yerushalayim, and in his Kibbutz Chuvis, which are the Chuvis that he actually wrote, in the fourth volume, Chuva Kuftes, He has a very an interesting shaila. This goes back to pre-state. This is a 1926 story. It starts in 1926. In 1926, we'll call him Reuven, married this woman. A legal marriage, whatever was the 26, I guess, was the British already. So they had a marriage, berachos. They had a legal marriage. And a number of months later, they found in the pinkus of the Rav, the Rav of the area kept a record. He kept a log of things that have to do with marriage. And it says there that they came and applied for Chuppah V'Kiddushin. They came and they requested a date to come to the Rav and do Chuppah V'Kiddushin. But there's no follow-up. It doesn't say in the log whether they followed up or not. So it's something of a... So it's unclear if they ever had Chuppah V'Kiddushin. And so this was in 1926. What?
His pinkus always said...
So I don't know. It's not so clear. It's you know, us Rabbanim are not so consistent. You know, I have my file box with a bunch of papers which are going to outlive me. You know, with these type of things, am I consistent? I'm very consistent. Sometimes I have it in the file box here. Sometimes I have a file box in my house. Sometimes it's tucked into one of my drawers. It's not. I don't really. I'm not sure anything's ever going to happen. But if I was And the Bezdin Figueres, I want there to be a record. Or if there was a second marriage that had issues, I want there to be a record. So those things I say.
The proof of the Rabbanut at that time, I know myself, 63, you had to bring agent, that they knew you, that you were...
Anyway, this is what happened. What happened then was this is the fact. It said on the pinkus of the Rav HaKelel, I don't know what Rav HaKelel means, the overall Rav of the area, they came and they asked in 26 or 27 for Chuppah V'Kiddushin, and there's no further record. 1946, they married already almost 20 years, the husband came and said he wants a divorce, his wife is being mizana with other men. So in 46, 20 years later, the next entry says that they want a divorce. And again, it doesn't say, it says that he requested it, not that she ever came. And that was in the month of Av. And in the month of El, just a month later, there's a legal marriage. This is still 46 before the state. And there's again, the British have a legal marriage of her to the Nayef, to the one who the husband said that she's mizana with. They got married. Now he had Tal Kup in El of 46. So in Av of 46, the husband already came, just unsuspected her earlier, but that she's mizana. In Elul of 46, she married this Noyef, obviously without Chuppah Kedushin, just legally. And in Adar Sheni, she gave birth to a child in 46. So in 47, I guess in 47 already. In 47, she gave birth to a child. By the time they get to Rabbi Yashiv, they're already grandchildren. You know, the child also got from, didn't ask any shilas. But somewhere down the pipe, they became from. And they're asking, are we legitimate? Are we memzerim or not? We're born to a mother after she did a second marriage without any record of a get of the first marriage.
And there was no 3 months, you didn't know who it is.
Maybe something been done. Maybe it was the first husband. Yeah.
So the shayol says, presents two items that he mentions, and then he says, going forward with Chazakas, he's stuck. He's stuck with severe tests. He starts, what about the fact that he requested Chuppah V'Kiddushin? Is that enough to say, well, if they requested Chuppah V'Kiddushin, they probably followed up? Should we say, well, if he requested it, he probably followed up, and not with him, with someone else?
In 26,
what? In 26, which would be bad news for us. We don't want him to have Chuppah Kiddush. So he says, it's amazing, in Simen Mem Vav Sif Aleph, it talks about people who say testimony that a couple is married. So it says in the Mechaber that a penuya, a single woman, Shiatza la kol sheniskacha hayayim la plaini bi'irzu, is a kol that she got married. So they asked the Kael, that you're supposed to trace the Kael, and what do they get? They get people saying that Ketzer Ruach Kael, Shehusik Zu, Shimu Kudesh, Es Kagayin, Bal Beis Eidim, Ve'idu, Sharo Neiris Dalkais, Umitais Mutzais, Ubneyadu Mitzvasim V'yaitzim. They saw a big wedding. They saw candles were lit, I guess, before electricity, so their candles were lit in a celebration. Mitais Mutzais, I think that means tables were set and the couches were set up. And people are going in and going out. And Nashim Smeiches La, and they're celebrating Vayimres, and they're saying, Niskacha Plainus. So and so got married. So he says, that's good enough, that's a Kael, that will Chay Shishwar. And that part is not the Chidsh, Avo. Listen to this. Im Shamu Oysan Aimreis, Plainus Tiska De Shayim. The witnesses, they didn't hear the celebration after the Chuppah. They only went to Shmorgasbord. You hear the Chidsh? They say testimony, we're at the Shmog. And it was this woman and this man, we're at the Shmog. Did you stay for the Chuppah? No, we went home after the Shmog. We didn't stay for the Chuppah. Im Shamu Oysan Oimres, Plainis Tiskade Shayim, Echai Shishan Lot. Shaman is Damlu Lakandesh, Plainis Kacha. Maybe something went wrong. You hear that? It says, if they said, now if they saw the Kedushin, it's not Shaila. But if they say they were celebrating after the Chuppah, you don't dance after the chuppah if they didn't get married. So the assumption is they got married. But if they're planning the chuppah and everything is set up, so the mechaber says in chayshlo shemin is damu lekadosh loin is kacha. Now in the 21st century, you know, Baruch Hashem, I haven't heard of cancellations after the shmog, Baruch Hashem. But 1 minute, but he says certainly if he applied to the rav. He said, I want a chuppah of the Kiddushin, and there's no record of it ever happening, that we don't assume, she's the Chesed Penuya, we don't assume that there was a chuppah in Kiddushin. Because even if they already went to the Shmog here, it says there's no, she doesn't lose her Chesed Penuya. So certainly in Rabbi Yosef Shaila, when they went to the Rav, they said, we want a chuppah of the Kiddushin. It's like they went to the hall, they called and they reserved a day. Well, in the hall you wouldn't know if it happened. But let's say it's 20 years later. They have a call that they call to reserve a date, but you don't know if it ever happened. So it says it's not. This is not becheskas married. So the becheskas that...
They lived together for 20 years, and then he requested again. I requested again.
He requested a civil divorce. The request was for a civil divorce. That's what's brought, the way it's brought. So that's one thing he says. The fact that he requests a chuppah kiddushin, that's not. Then
what about the civil marriage?
What?
Who said that in the case if there was a civil marriage together with the shmor, you wouldn't necessarily
live together.
A civil marriage with the shmor. So but Yosha says in his part just the opposite. If they're willing to have a civil marriage without and live together without chuppah kiddushin, we see it's not so important to them. We see that important to them. So they followed up on it.
They never came.
Yes, and they never came.
Then Shas Muhammad make a difference either way? If they showed intent, but there's no record that they followed through.
Well, if it's not Shas Muhammad, not, so certainly Shas Muhammad would be no better. Right?
Yeah. Gemara, which is, I think he gave answer to someone's Yotze Behinuma, that would have to be the return trip.
Yotze Behinuma, I guess it would have to be the return trip. In other words, they remember the chuppah. The only question is, well, she besula, and that's a Yotze Behinuma. It's very funny. They saw him walking down and they left. That's not good enough.
Apparently
not. The second issue that the Shail says is that most pregnancies are 9 months. Here, she married the Nayef in Elul. And the baby's born in Adar Beis, El till Tishrei, Chezrin, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Adar. Even Adar Beis is 7 months. So Kislev, Tevis, Shvat. Tishrei till Tishrei is one. Chezrin, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Adar, Alf, Adar Beis. Right, so 7 months. So he says, well, most people give birth at 9 months.
It's under 8 months.
It's under 8 months. It's just under 8 months. So most people give birth 9 months. So it could still be from the Nayev, but he says if someone has a child out of wedlock, he brings a chuvas in Yitzchak, that maybe Mibayla, even if she's a Nayev, maybe from her husband. And even if it's not us, maybe it was from a guy, and the guy also doesn't make mamzeres. So this the Shayol, these are his two things. He says the fact that they applied shouldn't matter, and the fact that it was a 7-month pregnancy, he says really we would say it's a 9-month pregnancy and be matir. But what are you going to do? It's becheskas. Becheskas, yeah, on the birth certificate it says that the Nayef is the father, and the baby has been grew up and got married, had children and grandchildren, becheskas, that's her father. What do you do with this simon, with the becheskas? She lived all the time becheskas, and so the Shoyl says pretty much that if it was not for the simon yotes, cheskas, I would be okay with it. I would say it's a suffix, if there was a kedushin, suffix it. And anyway, the baby's born 7 months later, so we don't know, and we have a tshuva, he says, Rav Zerachana. That if it was born before these two people lived together, so you have a sex vehicle. What do you do with becheskas? That's the shaila to Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv says the words that we want to hear. He says about simi yotes. He says regarding, he brings simi yotes. He says light came by anoshim ke'elu who kemikra didan. Shenisus parachois, rakal acha chadashim bikshu chupa v'kedushin. Says no, there's no becheskas. The fact that they live as husband and wife, husband and wife is and he's talking about the first marriage, where they had archois first. He says on them we don't give a becheskas, and since we don't give a becheskas, so your whole plan to be matir works, because. Now that's of course the most important thing for us, he's saying, is that people are not religious and they live as husband and wife, they don't get a becheskas that they was chuppah and kedushin. We have every reason to assume that it wasn't. Now Rabbi Yashin's case, that we know they started with only erkos and without chuppah and kedushin. In our cases we're not so clear about it, but the logic of what he's saying would seem to apply always. Now, what kind of a cheskas chuppah kedushin do you have on people that are not from? And so we seem to have a tshuva Rabbi Yashiv that says light came by Nashim Kailu. He says on this simon light came. The way, if I had to plug it in, I would say nibe cheskas, and you have to say zuishti and zubaili. Saying this is my wife and this is my husband, when people say it based on our kais, that's nothing. You have to say zubaili chuppah kedushin. Now, if you're from people, we assume Zubayli means Chuppah Kedushin, but not otherwise.
How about Ket? Do they need a Ket?
What?
Do they need a Ket? Is that Chadakah? Do they need a Ket?
Chatzchila, we do a Ket. We're talking now, 3 generations later, whether they're Mamzerim. It's too late to get a Ket now. They're all dead. Right? They got married in 26. They were born in 1900.
They live with Chazakah. They need a Ket.
Right.
They need, right?
Yeah, that's all.
But
our kais doesn't need a get. A chazaka needs a get. There's two things. Our kais is when they had a civil marriage and not a chuppah v'kiddushin. That's one discussion. Here, the becheskas, they're living as husband and wife. So if they're from people, we assume they had a chuppah v'kiddushin, even if we don't have any witnesses to the fact. And then they certainly don't need a get. Rabbi Vadya, I found, also says this. So Rabbi Yashiv is saying, light came by Nashim Ka'elu. He's saying on this Chazakah, light came by Nashim Ka'elu. People who like this, we don't say the Cheskas of Kedushin because they live as husband and wife. So he says that it's not a Chazakah. So he shortcuts saying whether the Cheskas, this is her father, even it is her father. If the first wedding there was no Chuppah and Kedushin, then they're good.
That's even the code to Rav Hankin?
No. Of course, Hankin, this whole thing doesn't work. Ravadian Chelik Ches Eben Ezer Simin Hay on page Shin Sadik Beis. So it's a complicated tshuva, but he says the same thing. He says his lashon is Anoshim Keelu Shaloi Nischanchu Al Birkei HaTorah. He says people that were not raised in a firm environment, there's no chazaka that they had a chuppah v'kiddushin just because they're living together, and memela there's no mamzeris from it just because they live b'cheskas. So basically, what this does is it takes the chaymer of what we're learning now out of the case of Freya people. And in like in the case with this person, I still would rather she doesn't investigate who her mother is. I don't see any good coming from it. The mother was born in the mid 1920s, so she's not likely she'll find her alive. And but okay, you know, there's a certain emotional need. She told me she wants to see if she looks like her, if her children look like her. I understand that it could be such a curiosity. But what comes out from this, if they weren't from, even if we have a document, a legal document, that there was a prior marriage, that we would assume that it was without chuppah v'kiddushin, and it doesn't make mamzeres.
When it comes to living together, today it's accepted. But in the 1920s, it was a very big stain on the family.
That's true. So we're not saying they just lived together. We're not saying that. We're not saying they lived together. We're saying that they got married in a civil marriage, so there was no stain. And in their community, there was nothing apparently wrong.
What happens if they have a document, if they come out of the temple manual
That would be the best thing. If they have a document, that's the best.
We say they're married even though it was reformed.
So a reformed marriage, you have to know, a reformed marriage, if there are no Eidim Ksherim, if you don't have two Shem Shabbos witnesses, it's not a marriage. Even if they gave a ring and said, Hari Akudeshes. I have very often, people tell me, they have Freya relatives, they're having a Reform marriage, they want to make sure it's Kedusha, they want to get two Kasher Eidim to be there.
No.
I tell them, just the opposite. No. What are you doing? Kedusha, then I'm acted on religious, then I can act on get. Right, marriages of young couples in America end up in divorce. So you're just messing them up. You should make sure there are no kosher eidim. You should make sure that only Michal and Shabbos are the eidim.
So in such a strict, if one were to attend such a wedding, could someone say, I'm not being,
You should. You should try to remove yourself. Ramesh Shita is that a reform rabbi, even a conservative rabbi, even if he's personally Shem Shabbos, he's Pasolaitis. That's what Moshe writes. He's personally Shema Torah Mitzvahs, but if he labels himself a reformed conservative rabbi, he's supposed to lay this. And even Lekula, that would not chayshu for his aidus by Kedushin. That's Ramesh says, if he's Orthodox, even if he does have Eiris, he's still a firm person. He's not Chal Shas Pesia.
Were they told to do over the marriage?
We don't want them. If they become from, I guess so. We can do a Sheva Brachas. And start all over again. So I don't know.
Kiddushi beer. Not Shaykh, it should be eight.
Not Bikurah. Eddie? I mean, if you want to know the halacha of some of the Kashba beer, so if they go in Lashem Bia and the Eide Yichud are enough, as long as they say, as he says, Hariat Mudesh just leave a beer zoo, when they go into a private room, you don't need Eidim in the room, just Eidim at the door. So, Lakapanim, this is the good news is that these things are mutter, and okay. So even if she investigates. I'd rather she doesn't, but as you say, how can you not investigate? You're afraid you'll find bad news. You just close your eyes. No, the point is, if you even if the Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Yud by Sek Seika brings. That even normally, if you have a Sfek Seker, you could be Mavar, you have to be Mavar. But even if after your Birur will be a Suffolk anyway, you're just going to knock it from two Svekas to one Suffolk, and you have to be Machmir, a Suffolk, the rest of the Chumra. The Yeshuva says there's no Chiv to be Mavar. Even after your Birur, you're still going to have a Suffolk. Even if you'll be Mavar that they are Chop of the Kiddushin, you still don't know if they had a Jewish get, if they had a Halachic get. You're still not going to know. So there's no chiyuv to be mevarer a svek sveika if the bir is going to be on one of the two svekas. There's no obligation for a person to be mevarer. I wonder about an eishes kayin with a sonogram. An eishes kayin is carrying a child. The child's a male, she's not allowed to go to a levaya. Not allowed to go to a levaya. But if she doesn't know, so it's a sex seika. The child may be a male, may be a female, that's 50-50. And the child may not be viable. It's, let's say 1% not viable, but it knocks it down under 50%. So it's a sex seika, so it's muta. That's the reason the shach brings. The other had Tehran, but this is the main reason. This is the reason the shach brings. I believe the Mishnah Berurah in Shemem Beis or Shemem Gimel brings this. Today, you could do a sonogram. Sonogram is only going to be mevar one of the two. People have a superstition not to find out. I see this all the time. No, don't find out. It's a hidden thing. So you don't find out. People don't want to find out. So I had the shalah. I had the shalah today. Today's levaya, and one of the granddaughters, Davin's here, married a kohen. Married to a kohen. And she doesn't know. They didn't check the sonogram. And she's expecting. She's in the eighth month. And she's expecting. And she can't call in the middle of the weekend night and say, emergency, you have to know if it's a boy or a girl. It doesn't work that way. So what do you do now? It's easy to be mevar. Now, you don't have to be mevar. You only mevar one suffix and not the other. But here it's a little different. If you're mevar, the male-female, you can be left with a not suffic a shakel, because not viable child is a miut, it's not going to end up with a suffic. If you'll be mevar, you'll know.
Yeah, but a sonogram.
What?
Sonogram isn't always 100%.
But it's enough that it's an overwhelming majority that it is, and it would be good. Male is very close to 100%. Female is not, because they could miss something. But what?
Tell her to watch it on Zoom.
It's easy to say watch it on Zoom. Aitzis is no shortage. Yeah, I told her stay with your husband. Wherever your husband the kohen goes, you should go. That's what I told her to do. But it's an interesting shaila. If you have to be mevar, you could be mevar. I told when learning the sugya, I told the guy said you don't have to be mevar. It's a svek sveka. I said so. You go into the store, you buy potato chips. You say svek sveka. Maybe it has a hechsher. Maybe it doesn't have a hechsher. Even if it doesn't have a hechsher, it could be kosher. So don't look if it has a hechsher. Once you look if it has a hechsher, you can be stuck. It's only one suffix. Don't look if it has a hechsher. Just maybe it has a hechsher, maybe that. Even if it doesn't have a hechsher, it could be kosher anyway. So that's not called extra levar. When you can look at the label and see if it has a hechsher, that's not called, I can investigate. That's not investigating. The label is there for you to see. I'm not sure what the sonogram is. What?
The Shach says even the second
study
is not shakel anymore,
you still
have to be
mar. It's not a Shach, it's a Pischei Tshuva in Kuf Yud. He quotes three Gedam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, and Nesivus. It's pretty solid. That if you can mevar one, you don't have to. He doesn't say if the second one's not shakel. So he doesn't say that. The typical Svek Svek of both has a Suffolk has shakel, typically. Here is not a Svek.
The pregnant woman doesn't feel that's only a Siddish.
Rav Palm is very strong about it. I'm not sure.
I think Yekes also.
What?
Yekes also, I think.
Could be. I don't know. Rav Palm, well, a lot of these things was not, and this he was pretty strong about. I mean, he had a hezber in it, but it's just like a kayin can't go because it's a high neshama. Neshama of an Uber is on a higher madrega, and klipas mistapka is probably just such a concept. So anyway, that was his. What? I'm talking about even not a kohen. Even not a kohen. Rapam was against pregnant women going to Levi's Bechlau because of whatever the Kabbalistic reasons are, which apparently I brought in some paiskin. But that's a separate issue. Here it's Allah Hashayla, it's she's Nesha's kohen.
If a pregnant woman was in the time of Levi's in the time of the Paraduma, you give the child needs
a part needs the paradigm after this boy. So that is totally Ibubi Yerachimai. The question is a good question. Magen Avraham really says what you're saying. The Shah says Svek Sveika. There are those who taina that the baby is in a base hastarim. He's not, but if you hold Ibubi Yerachimai, then it's an Aver of the mother, and then he becomes Tane.
Or he got it with the mother.
Apparently, he got it with the mother.
I think
Magen Avraham's lashon there is that it's totally in Rabbi Yerachim. I think so. It's.
Otherwise, how can a pregnant woman go into a mitzvah?
No, but it's not like she goes to Levaya. If she doesn't go. Yeah. So why can't she go in?
You say that maybe
her tire can't help with the baby. Her tire could help. Her tumah helps and her tire helps. Today we don't have, but a kayin is an isser even if you're going to be matar. I mean, that's the isser kayin. A pregnant woman, she goes in, she goes to places, tummy, she's tummy, and the urber, the same pregnant woman goes to get the paraduma or to the mikvah, the urber is also getaivled. Not only that, a pregnant goyisha woman who goes to the mikvah, in Shulchan Aruch it says that the tefillah is megayer the urber also. As long as Bezdin knows. Bezdin has to know they're doing a geiris. But if a pregnant woman goes to the mikvah and she's tevil for geiris, the geiris works for the child. Now certainly tahira would work. What I mean is this a kayin. I'm not, we're all talking today anyway. I'm worried about this a kayin. A kayin's not allowed to go, and if the Uber is there, so if you hold up a lav yerachima, you could be a ten base of star, and there's no issue.
No, but if it's yerachima,
she's a... Yerachima means...
It's a woman. It's an
issue. The question is... If yerechima, the male child is a part of the female.
Yeah.
It's a very legitimate question. I'll tell you, I'll give you marmokim. There's a letter from Rabbi Kiva Eger to Rabbi Shlomo Eger. It's one of those things that whenever I said it on a recording, I got phone calls. It doesn't exist. Where is it? There's a letter, I think it's Reish Chav Beis, Reish Chav Dalit. They're both to Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and one is a P.S. It's in a Habishai. If you hold that Ubalav yerechima, you hold that the Uber is a person on himself. How is a man allowed to be boil his wife when she's pregnant? He's being boil his daughter also. Being boil his daughter also. That's your level with her. That's just saying what? I'm telling you, it should be Kiva Hagen. Okay. And he certainly wrote a Lechadude. I don't think he held it with Sasser. But he said, being boil his daughter. Okay. So. He brings the Gemara by Behema. Then Gemara by Behema passes the. Okay, thank you. Passes the Uber also. So the same thing should be. Okay. Be that as a man. The child suddenly won't become pregnant from this. From this beer. All right. There's one last Nakuda Samiya test. We talked about Chazaka of a relative, Chazaka of a husband wife, and last we talked about Chazaka of a Kainan lady. There's one more. The Chazaka of a guy. It's happened numerous times over the generations that somebody who's Becheskas Goy reveals to us that he's really a Jew. Their mother told them that he's really a Jew, they're really Jewish. And the question is whether they're such a demonis. They give a good excuse. They say, you know, he came from Spain with Marranos. My good friend Edgar, who's been here sometimes, he has in his family a tradition, they come from Marranos. But he was born in the Dominican Republic, and his parents didn't live as Jews, but they lit candles, they did a few things. So Lamaisa, he did a geiris, because they lived in Cheskas Goy.
So,
there's a tshuva, what?
Old days, major issue. Thousands of people came out, the parents sold them, but they died for
Eden. Yeah. There are issues. In the poll, I'll tell you in a minute, but Ramesh does have a tshuva, and Nebuchadnezzar Chelakav tshuva ches. Someone who lives in Cheskas Goy and gives a whole story that he or she is a Jew. He says, Cheskas. Cheskas Goy is Cheskas Goy. And no matter what they say, it doesn't do anything unless they could bring some type of proof, witnesses that they're Jews. But there's nothing. Not only that, what about Shavi Anashi Chatichi Nisura? If a Goyish woman says, I'm a Jew, or a Goyish man says, I'm a Jew. So that's the Igra Spaisha Shaila. You say Shavya Ashnadi Surah. If a man says he's a Jew, could you use him as a Shabbos guy? Could you give him the veil? Rav Moshe says 100%. There's no Shavya Nafshe by Goyim, he says. And Cheskas guy remains a guy. There's no way out of it. So Ramesh says, what happens if she's Tumai? Good. Ramesh says, what happens if she's Mesiach Lefi Tumai? They interviewed her for something. He says, the klal is Mesiach Lefi Tumai is only believed by the Rabbanans, not by the Raises. A guy Mesiach Lefi Tumai is only believed by the Rabbanans. And the Shach asks, in Basa B'Cholav, how are you allowed to give a guy the taste If it has basa b'chol, basa chol is their isa. Right? So you give it to a geisha person to taste, and he tastes it. So how could you do that? It's supposed to be siach l'mitumai, but still, it's their isa. So the shach answers, it's a milsa david l'gluye. If he says it's treif, you throw it out. If he says it's kosher, that there's no taste of milk in the meat, you're going to eat it. It's a milsa david l'gluye, you'll catch it. And a milsa david l'gluye, even a guy with siach l'mitumai is not even for their isa. Because we assume that he's going to be saying the truth. But otherwise, there's no Masech Lefitum, it doesn't help by their ISIS. Here, I guess, it doesn't help enough if anything, since it's Negev, the Ikra for their ISIS, so it doesn't help anything. Okay, so this is Simon Yates, as I said at the outset, a short but major Simon.